Verse 25, also he'll remove sickness from among them, it says. And how applicable that is even as we enter a new year. The present pandemic is, I believe, off the Lord. It's a judgment of God upon the nations, and only God will take it away. And he will take it away when he's pleased to take it away. I certainly am conscious of that, even praying. Sometimes you wonder, you know, what should you pray in the circumstances? Certainly pray the Lord's will be done, but what is the Lord's will? It might not be the Lord's will to take it away. Why would the Lord take it away from nations that have no interest in listening to him? Why would the Lord take it away? When even in our own nation, there's never, well, maybe not never, hardly a mention of the Lord's name anywhere. Why would the Lord take away anything? What, just to let them get on with their pleasures? Let them pursue the godless things of the world? Why would the Lord do that? It may not be the Lord's will to take it away. Now, that doesn't take away the fact that God's people suffer, and they have, and we may still, even to a greater extent, just the same way as Elijah suffered when the dearth came upon Israel. Elijah wasn't immune to the troubles. He had to sit by the brook that was drying. He had to go to the widow's house where the barrel was failing. But here the Lord said, I'll take it away. I can bring these things and I can take these things away. I can take away sickness, he told Israel.